welcome into another edition. It is the Adam Jones Podcast presented by the Baltimore Banner. I'm Jerry Coleman. He's a former five-time All-Star. His name is Adam Jones. Today, it's episode 65. We'll be joined by Orioles broadcaster and MLB Network contributor Melanie Newman. Adam and I are also going to talk about Norfolk and Jackson Holliday's start as they go, the Tides, for back-to-back championships at AAA. We'll also find out about the last portion of Adam's trip through Asia. And I got an interesting story to tell you about a suitcase, which keeps causing me all sorts of aggravation. Plus a chance to win a $50 Lido's gift card in our socially speaking segment. But let's get to it. As always, we bring in our featured guest. She's sponsored by Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's Orioles announcer and MLB Network contributor, Melanie Newman. Yeah. Melanie, long time no see. It feels like I just saw you the other day, but great to have you on the podcast finally. The expectations, as you know, so high for this team coming off the 100-win season. It's certainly not World Series or bust around here, but is it pennant or bust in your mind?
I don't think you want to tell the clubhouse that it's not World Series or bust, because to them, that's exactly what this is. Last year, I always ask guys, what do you want this year for you, for this team? Last year, it was playoffs. We want to go to the playoffs. And all of these pundits kept saying, well, they're going to regress. They won't make it. Obviously, they made it. And this year, again, for people to still say, well, they'll regress from last year. There's no way they can do that again. Well, they've already raised the bar themselves. They want the World Series. And honestly, no, obviously they don't get to go 162-0. Nobody does. But I have a really hard time looking around the rest of baseball right now. On paper, again, we know it's a long season for a reason, but you stack this team up with anybody, especially given that not all their guys are healthy right now. I don't know who doesn't have to go through them if they want a shot at that total title in November.
Was opening day and Corbin Burns' performance and obviously the ownership, was that the like coming out party that, hey, we're here this year, this is our year?
You know, it really felt like it. And I think what really drove it home on a personal level is most of this broadcast team got hired in 2020. We've never had an opening day at home. We've seen the orange carpet, but home opener doesn't ring the same as actual opening day. And so we see all these new owners coming in. You see them buying beers at Pickles, and Arrighetti was walking up to Angels players to get baseballs to give to little kids. I just think it was such a cool atmosphere. Fans know that they're coming in to defend something special. And these players have been so personable and easy to connect with that they don't even just love them because they're good. They love them because they have a good sense of humor and, you know, they're relatable and they're young and lovable. It was that ultimate everything wrapped in a bow that you could have ever scripted in a baseball movie to have for opening day.
You said you were hired by the Orioles in 2020. Obviously, just the COVID year, very disruptive year for everybody across the world. I was in Japan. You guys got to start. August 4th was your debut. You've seen this team grow as an entire. You've seen Rutschman get called up. You've seen Gunner. You've seen the whole entire process of this organization. What is their true ceiling as they're all young? Because the reality is you can't lock up everybody. And they're all young, so, you know, there's still time. But you've seen the growth of them. How spectacular is it to see just these young dudes, these band of brothers, just grow?
It's, you know, what's crazy is we always talk about a window. They have a window to compete right now. And this is one of those really few situations where how big is their window? I mean, in my opinion, you can fit the entire Bay Bridge into this window because it just continues to come up. We have no room for some of these guys who are in AAA right now. That AAA roster could really go compete against some of these other big league teams right now and absolutely hold their own. And so I think when you look at what Mike Elias has built, you get it. We've seen him do it in Houston before. And you do have to wonder, would Houston kind of still be that perennial person if that whole Elias crew was still there? Fortunately for us, that's where we are now. So I really think that this is something we look at, a juggernaut, a dynasty that's being built in the making right now. Because like you said, you can't lock everybody up. that's really hard to do, first of all. And you also ask yourself, how good is that? Because as good as these players are, it still does become stagnant after a while. You need new ideas. You need new faces. Just a different way to change your book that opponents are not going to be used to. And you look at how they're going to approach that. The odds that they let some of these guys just walk, no. They'll be flipping them for better prospects. We already saw what a great return they got in bringing in Yennier Cano for that Jorge Lopez trade. There's going to be more of that in the works. And we can talk about names that I think would fetch, you know, a really attractive price tag from other teams' farm systems. But I don't want to put that on the guys just yet. It's just good to know that Baltimore is going to have that robust 60s and 70s feel of baseball in the city for a long time.
And the resources, you mentioned the ownership group, besides buying beers for the fans, which was great on opening day. When do you think the fans will start to feel their impact on the field in terms of what ownership does and maybe changing the course of the ball club?
I mean, look, these guys are billionaires because they're smart and they know how to approach big acquisitions. And I think especially for David Rubenstein, when he talked about his emotional connection to this team. How great is that, first of all, by the way, to say, I love my city so much, I wanted to give you a team. I wish we could give gifts that were that big all the time, just as normal people. But when they're going to come in with the idea that they want to observe first, you want to get a feel of what you're taking over, because I think anybody who just comes in immediately with their ideas, they don't pause to actually see the heartbeat that's already here, to see how things run, and then to identify it on their own. What are our weaknesses? What do we want to build a cornerstone around? That's how you really not just endear yourself to an organization that you now own, but make smart decisions. You don't rush anything. You don't get rid of something that you probably should have kept, or vice versa. So I would give it a full year, especially given that this happened on the eve of opening day. That's a lot going on. And there's a lot of different talking heads involved. We have to also remember that too. It's not just David Rubenstein. It's Bloomberg and Cal and you know, 14 other people. But I would give it the first year before we really start to see, you know, things being announced, steps being taken forward that are really concrete in terms of decisions.
I want to give you your flowers on we just passed Women's Appreciation Month. You were part of two incredible broadcasts. First off, Susie Cool. How cool is that name? We were talking about that earlier. That's one of the coolest names ever. All women broadcast in Salem, Red Sox. And then with Jessica Mendoza on a nationally broadcasted game. That's groundbreaking. How awesome is that? A young lady from Woodstock, Georgia, home of Nick Markakis.
Yep.
Okay. That's the only person I know that came from there.
she hunts with Nick in the off season.
I don't know, but maybe her brother does, or somebody in her family. But how awesome is that to be part of just something so groundbreaking? Because, again, women are powerful. And the things that the women are doing now in Major League Baseball, again, obviously throughout other sports, but we talk about Major League Baseball, is amazing. And I've seen it firsthand. So how awesome is it to be just to be a part of it?
Well, I love that you mentioned Woodstock, because Markakis is the cornerstone there. And it's two very large schools that are less than a mile apart. So it was actually Nick's success that really spurred the entire area. We're just outside of the East Cobb baseball factory. Watching these guys come out, that was fabric of our community. Everybody played baseball year round. And even though I was not athletically inclined, I had coaches and staff members who let me be involved and learn the game and fall in love with the game. And so to really watch everything take that next step forward. The Salem game in 2019, you know, that's my life. That was the minors, and I loved every minute of it. And I think that's what has allowed me to really embrace where this team has been. And in that rebuild process, is it fun losing? No. But was it this, woe is me, we're stuck with this losing team? No, because being in those situations really lets you dig into that human element. We're all struggling together, but there's really cool stories to be told, even if you're not in the middle of winning. And then to finally turn around and be in the big leagues in 20, to have the broadcast with Mendoza. We had Billie Jean King on that day. And it was still, like you said, COVID baseball. So I was in Charlotte, North Carolina. Jess was in Oregon. The game was in San Diego. There were some adjustments to be made there. And it was the same thing with the MLB game as well. I was really fortunate. Sarah Langs was my analyst. I think she's one of the most amazing women that we have in the game, both from an analytical and from a standpoint of raising awareness for ALS. but we were together. And then we had a separate crew that was actually down in Tampa for the Orioles Rays series. And it wasn't about having a one-off and saying, you know, look at us. It's a special game. It's a women's game. They really opened the door for me from that point forward to make sure that I had a place as a broadcaster. And I know that's on me too. I have to work every day to be better as a play caller. There is stuff every time I go back and listen to my work or I have other people help me listen back that I find that I want to take that next step forward on. But you know, we grew from there. We had all those all female games. Obviously I still have a role play calling for Orioles radio and some of our Masson games and becoming the voice of MLB Europe and calling all of these games for the BBC, going to London for the first time, and getting to put my stamp on stuff has been a really, really cool dream that I never thought of as a kid. I never even thought of it in college because I didn't see it. I didn't know it existed to even let that enter my realm of thought. And I'm lucky that I have Susan Waldman and Jenny Kavnar to stand on their shoulders and to see the walk that they've had to do before me and how they balance things. Otherwise, I would have no direction. I would be a rudderless ship at this point. And it's just a really fortunate existence right now for women in this sport.
We've got more ahead with Orioles broadcaster Melanie Newman here on the Adam Jones podcast. But first, a brief word from our loyal sponsors, including Green Mound Station. Go out and support them, folks.
The Adam Jones podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company. Everyone knows Green Mound Station in Hempstead, but did you know that at Green Mound Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Green Mound Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Green Mound Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones podcast.
Maryland Lottery. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too, but we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022, Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop,
Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's the perfect time to check out a spacious and reliable new Toyota SUV. Like a RAV4, with available all-wheel drive and plenty of cargo space, you'll go from errands to adventures in no time. Plus, available features like wireless charging will keep you connected. Or check out a Highlander with seating for up to eight. It's a hub for family adventure. Your Toyota dealer is getting new vehicles in stock regularly. So don't wait. Find deals on a RAV4 or Highlander at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Let's get back into it. Our continuing chat with Orioles broadcaster and MLB contributor Melanie Newman right here on the Adam Jones Podcast. You're great at telling stories and also identifying a lot of the cliques inside the Oriole clubhouse. We had Colton Cowser on the podcast last week. He was talking about this Lego competition with Gunnar Henderson. We'll go ahead and play a clip for you.
Gunnar and I are actually probably about to go to the store here soon. We're going to get a little Lego build-off going again like we do every year. So I like it. It'll be fun.
Well, obviously, you know a little bit about this because I saw you tweeting about your own Lego situation. And I don't know how things are going between those two, but it must be intense.
You know, it's really funny. I loved watching this unfold with Gunnar 2 years ago because, as we all saw, he did struggle a little bit at the beginning of last season. He was walking, but he wasn't connecting offensively the way that we knew he could. And his ability to really explain that he wasn't panicking, it's why he never got sent back down. They let him work through his problems because he was coming home and mentally decompressing, building these Lego sets. And he would kind of take apart the pieces of the game in his mind as he put these together of, you know, I didn't like my contact here, but this is where I did something good. And picking out that stuff, you understood it pretty easily why this was the perfect mental move for him to connect. So yes, unfortunately for me, not only have I loved watching these boys and their Lego build-offs for the last 2 years, but my engagement gift to my fiance was actually the set that Gunnar wants, which is the AT-AT. It's a 9,000 piece Lego. It's in my peripheral right now. And then I came home from spring training the first round, and he had already bought the current ship that Gunnar and Colton have also just bought. And it's about 95% complete on my ottoman right now. So it's 5,374 pieces. I'm sure for the boys, it's going to be a matter at least of not having to transport it back and forth to Norfolk this year, but just finding those off days that they can really get after it. Cause I know right now they're 1-1. So this is the stakes here.
So you think that, I mean, my generation, we went out for beers. we went out for beers. We didn't.
Some of these kids aren't old enough yet, AJ.
They're old enough.
Alex Avila said the same thing. He goes, baseball has changed, hasn't it? I said, Al, they're playing Monopoly and Words with Friends, and they're doing Family Feud. It's a different team.
You know what? I had a great story about Al. I had him in 2019 when I was at the Diamondbacks. Me and him would share. He liked Lagavulin, that smoky stuff. But we would share really good whiskey and scotch on the road, on the plane. Really,
well, yeah.
I liked Al. Yeah, he liked Lagavulin. Oban.
Hey, I did want to ask about the fact that you and Jeff Arnold sort of came up together. You both paid your dues in the minor leagues, which I always have tremendous respect for. Broadcasting in the minor leagues, I would say, is a lot more difficult than playing in the minor leagues.
You know, it's so funny because I think I really came into my own in 2019, and I had kind of gotten to a point in my life where I understood how some broadcasters become lifetime minor league broadcasters. And I was content with that thought. I got very lucky that that was not the case. I would have lost my job regardless the next year with the COVID season. But I always told the guys, I had Jerry Downs, who was Jeter Downs' brother, with me 1 year. And the only place I could get internet after the game in this horrible hotel outside of the Wilmington, Delaware airport was in the hallway. So they were all playing Call of Duty. One of them popped out around 2 a.m. and saw me sitting on the hallway floor typing. And he just said, what do you have going on right now? I said, well, I've got to finish the game recap, and then I've got to get the game notes for tomorrow morning ready and, you know, do X, Y, and Z. And he said, I don't think people get how hard you work. And I said, I don't think you get that I can't ever field a ground ball. I don't care how hard or slow it's coming at me. I can't do what you do. And I'm always going to appreciate that. I have to be on emotionally, yes, and mentally, yes. But I think when you see, especially before minor league baseball took such positive steps forward in 21 and 22, what they were trying to eat, their sleeping arrangements, the travel arrangements, the fact that athletes can get through sometimes 5 to 7 years of that to get to the big leagues, that less than 6% chance of being there and having quality nutrition and all of these great and wonderful resources, it's really a testament to human triumph. And I think for me, that's what always reminded me on days where I didn't want to be there for the, you know, 135th day in a row, where it's 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day, or we have to pull the tarp again. Just knowing that these guys are physically exerting themselves in a way that I will always appreciate. And I had coaches as well. We had Corey Wimberly. We'd be on a bus ride, and our longest was 5.5 hours. I did the Texas League. We had 12-hour bus rides. And the guys would complain, and he'd get on the mic, and he'd be like, hey, Mels. He's like, tell me about those Texas bus rides again. I'm like, stop using me as an example. Or they'd complain about the pay, and he'd be like, hey, Mels, what are you making right now? I'm like, no, we're done. We're moving on. But the camaraderie that was formed there with those guys, and I think that's what really drives it home for me every time. Ryan O'Hearn and I were in the Fall League together, and it really is a band of brothers. It's those hugs from the guys who were there next to me, who treated me as an equal, who appreciated the work that I did. That's the best part about all of this.
Melanie, I want to thank you so much. Very informative. Some great stories there. Appreciate you being on the Adam Jones podcast this week.
Yeah, guys, it's so good to join you.
Adam, let's move along to our For the Bird segment. Of course, always sponsored by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Hey, when you play the Maryland Lottery, set limits, never play when you're stressed, and know your odds of winning. To learn more, simply visit mdlottery.com/play responsibly. And of course, must be 18 years or older to play, just like Jackson Holliday. We'll get to him in a moment. But I want to talk about the Norfolk Tides. I mean, I don't know how many AAA teams you played in, or played on, I should say, that had the caliber of talent that this team does. They're trying to repeat. They seem like they're on track. It's early in the season. But the fivesome of Jackson Holliday, Connor Norby, what, Heston Kerstad, Colby Mayo, and Kyle Stowers, that's a core.
I mean, I was looking at their lineup, and while obviously I get the access to watch the games, I mean, these guys legitimately can play in the major leagues for a lot of other teams. It just so happens they're an organization that has guys that are in the big leagues right now causing a logjam, which is a good problem. It's no, you know, there's one piece of advice that I don't think guys really get is when you go down to the minor leagues, you're playing for everybody. I understand that you want to play for the hometown team. I get that. But again, you're playing for everybody. So just remember, eyes are on you. Go down there and ball out. You never know where you're going to be. DL and Ortiz got opportunities to play in the major leagues right now. So just continue to go out there and ball out.
Quick follow-up on what you said, playing for everybody. You mean the scouts who are in the stands, especially in a lot of ways?
100%. I mean, everybody understands the richness of the Orioles organization and their prospect-laden minor league system. So it is, I mean, it's imperative that other teams go out there and look at and see what possibilities there are for moves and everything. That's just how it works in the minor league. So scouts are out there watching these guys on a consistent basis all the way down to the lower levels. So that's why these guys are out there playing their tails off, because you never know. Again, I was a top prospect for the Mariners. My career is all about the Baltimore Orioles. So you never know who you can play for.
Well, like the guys we mentioned, John Means eventually is going to be with the Orioles. He's starting his rehab assignment down at AAA. Got lit up in his first start. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's understandable. I mean, just one thing that I do remember. Every time a major league pitcher came down to the minor leagues in any rehab start, yeah, you got to swing first pitch. You know what he's doing. He's got pinpoint control. He's getting the get-me-over fastball, the get-me-over curveball. He's working on something. Means is not concerned necessarily about the result. I just want to know how he felt. I think that's the biggest thing is how do you feel going into your next start? How was your rehab? How was the adrenaline? Those are all the things that I'm worried about. He'll be back in the rotation when due time, and that's the majority of what I'm worried about. It's just how you feel, brother.
I think he feels okay. I think he realizes that he's going to be on track to be with this team along with Kyle Bradish. We'll just cross our fingers on that, AJ.
Exactly.
Jackson Holliday started. I didn't want to get into that. He homered in his first at-bat. We'll take a quick look at that and see the thing that he launched into the atmosphere. And I'm wondering, you know, again, your feelings, people still complaining, why is this guy not in Baltimore? How is Jorge Mateo or Ramon Arias playing in front of him? And people still upset, just saying, you know, golly, he should be in this lineup if you want to win.
Well, first off, if you want to win, they're doing the right job right now. It starts on the mound. That's Royal baseball. You can't, and friends, and second of all, you can never just say these guys should play over this guy, or, you know, I mean, come on. Like, you should never want for somebody else to not have a job. In due time. That's the part of it. That's the part of the process that people don't like is in due time. And when is that time? I think everybody's on their calendar trying to circle a date. Everybody's circled opening day. But, you know, now I think everybody's trying to circle a date. I have a date picked out. I don't know. I think everybody has a date picked out. And, you know, just we shall see.
You got me thinking. Now I'm going to go with the day of the Preakness because that was the day that Rushman was called up. And I was so ticked off because I was scheduled to go to this horse race and he's making his major league debut. So we'll go with Preakness Day, third Saturday in May, whenever that is. But he is taking the high road, Holiday, and saying all the right things.
I mean, what else are you supposed to say? His bat does the talking. His glove does the talking. Learning the upper levels of baseball does the talking. He's learning on an accelerated pace. That's what was understood as being a 1-1. And obviously the background of, you know, growing up in a major league on a major league diamond. So he's used to it. He's not worried about anything. He puts the uniform on, he gets his glove on and uniform and his cleats and he's ready to go. So that's what I respect the most about the kid is he's all about business. And as you see, homers in his first at bat, his first week, he's just lighting it up. And that's what you want to see. You want to see his bat do the talking, not him do the talking in any sort of outlet. And that's the maturity factor. And again, he has the right people in his corner, his father, who is was a hell of a player himself and understands the game and understands New York media. So definitely can handle the Baltimore scene.
I just can't wait till it's a shorter drive to watch him play. And that's coming soon. All right, in closing, AJ, we should mention on a somber note, it's our first podcast since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, a bridge that you and I have been over multiple times. It's so important to this area and the country. But the devastation that you saw, and you saw it on your television from across the world, what was that like for you?
I mean, it's shocking. Obviously, I mean, there's nothing you can do when things like this happen. It's a tragedy. I'm just glad it wasn't 90 minutes later, 30 minutes later. And you know what I mean? It was at a time when it was not that much traffic. The response team was great. And hopefully they clean it up as soon as possible. Obviously, the trade routes that go through there, you're talking billions and billions of dollars that go through the route. I've learned about that. So tragedy, man.
Or Maryland proud, Baltimore strong was a slogan that I kept hearing. And he's damn right about that. All right, let's move beyond Baltimore, our national and usually international perspective, brought to you by our friends over at Relief Medical Marijuana Dispensary, where they go above and beyond to help the patient. And you're back in Barcelona after your journey throughout Asia, a big time difference. I don't know if you're still feeling the jet lag, but what was it? Saudi Arabia, a trip in Cuba, Vietnam. Fill us in, because we haven't spoken to you since you left Vietnam.
It started in Dubai and then Korea, South Korea, well, the Republic of Korea. And we then went to Vietnam, Nam Trang, and then to
Abu Dhabi
and Hoi An. And then we finished in Singapore. We took the boys to Marina Bay Sands, the big old pool up top, looked like a big floating board. These kids just order $25 drinks like it's nothing. They don't just look at me.
Shirley
like,
Temples? Hey, yeah, I'm getting, Shirley yo, Temples? Man.
No, my son, he's like, can I get a strawberry daiquiri? Hold the alcohol. And you know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I got you. I see you. I see you out there getting your, you know what I mean, getting your drink on, kid. I see you. Live your life. So, yeah, we're back. Hopefully for a little bit of time. Obviously, if you know my wife, she is ready to plan the next trip. And, you know, you know, I look at it as one thing. You only live once. I mean, I work my ass off for it, so spend it.
So these were a couple of places. Some you had been before, others you hadn't.
Well, we knocked off, for the boys, that we knocked off South Korea. All three countries were South Korea, Vietnam, for myself, and South Korea, and then Singapore we've done before, but we knocked it off for the boys. So they're at 17, where I'm at 37. I think my wife's at 38, 39 countries. So I think the goal is to get to 50. There's still some countries here in Eastern Europe that we want to go to that we have not been to yet, as you've seen. But there's still time. Obviously, the North is some places I haven't been up to. There's some countries up there that I haven't been up to. So, yeah, we're gonna see.
Well, I will say next time you're in Africa. Vietnam. That Wi-Fi in Vietnam was excellent. I will give you credit for that. Not bad today either. But I got to tell you about my trip. So I have been traveling around basically back and forth to Sarasota. So not like worldly like you. I'm on a one-track trip back and forth to Florida. And when I travel down to do the podcast, I carry, which I may or may not have taken from the last radio station I worked at, a promotional gift. It's this Deal or No Deal briefcase, which if you're watching on YouTube, and we encourage everyone to watch this on YouTube, you'll see. And this has become quite an annoyance and very aggravating because everywhere I go, from check-in to throughout the airport to on the plane, oh, you're on the show? What's in the briefcase? First of all, I have never watched the show once. Second of all, I don't know the premise of the show. Third of all, what's in the briefcase? Podcast equipment. And fourth of all, please leave me alone and mind your own business.
Hey, man, Howie Mandel, man. He didn't like touching people. So he just pointed at the
I don't
box.
Either. I don't want to shake their hand. I'll fist bump them.
Oh, come on, man. But
the constant.
Yeah, Deal or No Deal.
I have to turn it inside out, AJ, just so people don't see the logo.
Don't, man. You should do that. You need all the attention you can get, kid.
You're right. But it's unwanted attention. And if they're not buying me a drink, if they say, you know what, Coleman, I'll buy you a drink because you were on the show, that could perk me up and maybe catch my attention. Hey. That hasn't occurred yet.
Hey, great story. Me and Reggie, we finished the WBBC and we went to, we was at the pool at the Ritz-Carlton because I came back from that tournament. I was like, I'm not playing no more. My body is, I like, show up was like, cool, relax. And I was like, okay. We went to the pool. And it was my wife's birthday, and we was drinking Florida crackers. But these kids at the same time was like, hey, do you guys want to take some pictures with us? And we was like, no, I really don't. But Reggie was like, hey, man, come on, man. Their dad's looking. We're at the Ritz-Carlton. Their dad will buy us drinks. It's all these kids. I'm like, okay, Reggie, you're thinking with your head. I see you, kid. So what happened was he was like, yeah, we'll do it if your dad buys a shot to Blue Label. And then what happened was, oh, man, uh-oh. The dad came back and was like, sure. This happened 4 or 5 times. My wife wasn't too happy with us because it was her birthday. I ain't going to tell the rest of the story because, as you know, we were intoxicated. I ain't going to tell you the whole rest of the story because it was like 5:30 when we were absolutely gone. More to that.
You know, but how the birthday went. Not too well.
It was good. It was good that we had a good time. And, my wife made sure that she got payback.
All right, Adam, let's move along to the portion we call Socially Speaking. This is where we answer a tweet or social media post, and you can find us on social media at Adam Jones Pod. That's on X, Facebook, and Instagram. We're waiting for the U.S. government clearance with TikTok. We don't think it's going to come. Now, when you do respond to us on social media, you qualify for a chance for a Lido Pizza $50 gift card. Lido Pizza, proud partner of the Baltimore Orioles. And this past week, you tweeted about that Rhys Hoskins play, the Brewers and the Mets, Jeff McNeil, and thought it was clean. The Mets retaliated later. There was a suspension involved as they threw at Hoskins. However, as you wrote on X so eloquently, as we look at the play, let's roll the clip.
Milwaukee bullpen. Grounded down to third, a chance for two. Beatty to second for one. A tough pickup from McNeil. Are they going to call the out? They are. And then an overslide at second base by Hoskins. And we got some hard feelings.
And that's courtesy of SNY and Gary Cohn, Mets TV. Adam, you put out on X as someone who thrived on these situations because I want extra outs for my team. This is clean. I would have folded his ass to left field. Infielders still got to get out of the way. We can break them up. It was not dirty. That led to a flurry of replies. Most agreed with you, but someone at Jeffrey Price responded, the contact looked inadvertent to me. But it also almost buckled McNeil's knee in the wrong direction when Manny clipped Pedroia with the Red Sox, obviously, inadvertently, basically ending his career. Manny was at least sympathetic to the injury. Sportsmanship is better than gamesmanship, in my humble opinion.
Well, his humble opinion is not worth, he don't get paid for it. Unless he gets paid for his humble opinion. Cool. That's what social media is for.
Right.
First off, Manny did not end Pedroia's career. Pedroia's been taken out many times by me, and he's been throwing him off of me. He didn't cuss me out many times. It's all in love. And so he knows the game. He's one of the dirtbags of the game. So he knows the game. You go back years ago, again, there's plays that's been dirty. We can go back to tons of plays that are dirty and have ruined people's careers and things like that. But these aren't it. Again, you got to get out the way. And sometimes, you know what? The throw hangs people to dry. You got to understand that too. The throw hangs people to dry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If a throw takes you into the runner, it's going to hang you to dry. One thing Robinson Cano was really, really good at, Jeter was too. And the thing is, what made them good at is because of their size. They were big. They were big guys that they were able to get out the way of all these things because they got off the bag. They were able to come across the bag. Jeter, he jumped, or you can watch all these videos. You see all the tapes of Jeter turning double plays. He's jumping. Why? Because it's the 90s, 2000s. They're coming after his ass. He's jumping. All these videos, that's why he went to Jordan. He used to wear a fila, and they see him jumping like that, and you go to Jordan. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are things that you just – the game is still the game. The bag is the base runner's bag. The defender, that is not his bag. Catch the ball and get the hell out the way. Legally. Again, we can go back to Hal McCray, who just ran into him and started a melee. You know what I mean? That's bad blood. They probably didn't, you know, a lot of things going on in those days, but that's great baseball. Bring that back. And it's a rivalry. Come on, man. Rhys Hoskins was a Philly for his whole career against the Mets. Come on, it's a rivalry. Stop crying about it. Come on, man. Baseball.
All right. Well said. Hey, we want to thank the businesses and the sponsors out there that make this Adam Jones podcast go each and every week. Please go out and support the following.
The Adam Jones podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for BetParks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan, experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones podcast. Come and get your fun.
Maryland Lottery. Probably get your fun. Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million. Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too, but we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu, located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money. And with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's the perfect time to check out a spacious and reliable new Toyota SUV, like a RAV4. With available all-wheel drive and plenty of cargo space, you'll go from errands to adventures in no time. Plus, available features like wireless charging will keep you connected. Or check out a Highlander with seating for up to eight. It's a hub for family adventure. Your Toyota dealer is getting new vehicles in stock regularly, so don't wait. Find deals on a RAV4 or Highlander at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Also, thanks to senior executive producer Chip Franklin for putting this episode together. It's episode number 65, which coincides with Chip's latest birthday. So happy birthday to Chip. Go out, be kind, be real, and make sure to be back next week for another episode of the Adam Jones Podcast, and subscribe to the Baltimore Banner.